Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Laughter Day. Welcome to Babaji Radio, the new radio show of Babaji the Caveman. I'm Dr. Uma, and I'm co-host of Babaji, who is a global spiritual grandmaster, king advisor, and your host for today's program. Got all that? If you want to receive a private consultation from Babaji, click on the link below in the description or go to http://bit.do/GurujiHHProphetBabaji to be directed to Prophet Babaji's new website, where you can schedule your free initial consultation by sending a message request there. Now, just to clarify, if you want a sample of Babaji's readings, you can come to the radio show and listen to it, and then you can schedule a consultation, private consultation with him in his website, okay? And that would be a paid consultation. Now, you can also find Prophet Babaji through social media. Check out on the links below under the description again to go to his Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites for your convenience. So you got laughter? Remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? Babaji has answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining Babaji's 7:45 p.m. radio show. Get in queue every first Sunday of each month at 7:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to be his guest caller. We are happy to guide and serve you. So love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji's here. He kicks your crutches. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Uma. I am his co-host for his show, and I also have a message today in response to everything that's been happening in the world right now. And you know what that is? It's the COVID-19, and now it's the riots that have been going on regarding racial inequality. Now, I want to address the underlying problem that is causing all this unrest, and that's mainly the meanness that is inherent in people when there is division between them. Okay, now Babaji has been, and I have been talking a lot about this, and there's a couple of things that he was pointing out that I want to share with you guys. One is that with every action that people make, there will be karma with it, whether it's good or bad. There's always something is going to come back to you in equal force. It's like gravity. When what you put out is what's going to come back in. And that makes sense to me, because just looking in the news like this morning, I was looking at all the riots that are happening all over the United States. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this started with the wrongful death of one person, right? And then now all of this is just spread the seeds of this discontent and anger that's already living in people, because this very same evil act has been done over and over again with many other people by those of authority. Now, I understand that authority is necessary to keep law and order, but what's scary to me is that fundamentally people are willing, or very, very willing, to do bad things to other people when they're given an excuse to do so. I'm just reminding people that what goes around will come around. People, we're talking about people in general, not just like Americans, but the people in the United States represents something fundamental about human nature globally, where we become so ready to do violence and evil to others that we don't think about how this is going to backtrack on us. All of those riots and all those people that are destroying things, karma is going to come back to them. Okay? So the global message is, what goes around comes around. That's karma. And all of that's inevitable, just like gravity, like I was saying. So what's important here is that also applies to good things too. So I think it's very important that if we're going to be conscious people, if we're going to be enlightened people, we have to think, we have to be choosy about our actions. Every day we have to choose to do the right thing, the good thing. Because that ultimately is what's going to come back to us, not just you in particular, but all of us. And so I just wanted to share this with you because I feel that it's important to let go of jealousy, prejudice, and all the things that basically are other words for division, of duality, vengeance. All those things, they're all part of duality. And I think it's very important that we let go of that, or at least make an attempt to let go of it. And now would be a good time to do so, to get into unity. Well, thank you guys for listening. Okay, here's Babaji now.
Thank you, Dr. Uma. All right, got laughter. Well, thanks for your observation of the world and your experience. I also feel that those who are hateful to one another, they try to, you know, destroy properties or try to destroy and defame other people, as you see it in the news media every day during COVID-19, and they hate each other and they give energy to negativity and all that, due hatred, all these, you know, will be accounted for cosmically. And karma is completely inevitable. No one is free from karma. And so for some people, just, you know, take the liberty of harming another individual that they judge in an adverse way, like you heard it, you judge and then you will be judged. That's karma. So you will be judged. If you choose to be love, then you receive love. If you choose to be hate, just the opposite, then you will receive hate and no one else to blame. It comes down on you. And so what goes around comes around. That's the science of karma. So it's global, it's universal. So it's best to, you know, spread love if you have some in you. And stop judging people and stop doing nasty stuff and negative stuff to each other and all that. So the message is clear. The message is within you. It's just that you got to act on it. And to every action, there's you call an opposite reaction. Now, let us be optimistic and positive and, you know, and push for love and sharing to bring about the notion of oneness, division. In division, no one is happy. And that's the fact throughout the history of mankind. So it's up to you. You have a choice to make, and a wise decision. Make your right choices and make your wise decision, and then you will be all fine. So I'm going to please connect me with the people in line Thank you. We'll answer questions right now. On air. Hello, hello. You're on air.
Hi, Babaji. Thank you for taking.
Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, fine. You're most welcome. Thank you, thank you. Express your name for the audience and say where you're calling from. Thank you. Welcome.
Okay, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes,
and I'm glad
Lisa
you accepted
from
my
York.
Call. Yes,
you're
yes,
most welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. Pose your question.
Haven't talked to you.
Thank you.
Okay, I haven't talked to you in months. Okay, so I just want to follow up on you. Yes,
sure.
Yay! I just wanted
yay.
To follow up with you. One point, I was intuitive myself, and I'm starting to pick up energy of a male that you told me that I would meet, and I'm starting to pick up his energy, and I do see a marriage down the line.
Yes.
And you told me to take it. You said say yes right away, and it's true. If I say no, he likes
absolutely.
Walking, walks away, but I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Yes. That's correct. I'll give you affirmation on that. Yes, confirmation. So
yes, I see it. Yeah, I don't want to mess up. Yeah.
Yes. So your intuition is attracting. If you stay positive, then you attract that positivity. If you allow negativity, like I was saying, and Dr. Uma, my disciples, was talking about their experience, then you attract that. So intuition is a tool that brings your desires of your heart together, making it manifested. So it's like, okay, ion particles and then the magnet. What's going to happen? So you bring the magnet closer, closer, and all of a sudden, automatically, it's no magic.
True, yes.
It's
you're right.
It's a science. And
mm-hmm.
it just brings about unity of the particles, ion particles, to the magnet, and they become one. Boom. It's just like love. It's just like twin flames and soulmates. And so you are preparing to attract and bring in to unite with you from its all past life relationship. And now it's again repeating itself until you learn your lessons, completing your lessons in this life. And so he is approaching you. You're getting closer and closer till the situation arises and circumstances becomes ripe to the extent that you happen to be, I mean, nothing is accidental, you know. So it's like happen to be in right time, in right place, in some like party or birthday party or something like that, or some, you know, conference, something, and then that person is there and you lock eyes and you feel something, and then you act on it, and then you meet. It's just inevitable. It's like karma.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
And, yes, and then you meet. It's just a chemistry. Either you like somebody or you don't. You get along with somebody or you don't. There is no fooling oneself. So it's just, you know. But without prejudice. So you have to stay without prejudice. I mean, bigots can't be happy. They are not a happy people. There is bigotry in every society, every culture, every country. And it has nothing to do with, you know, one type of color of skin. And that is just to be noted. That's just, some people choose to be what they choose to be. And so no one can generalize and say, okay, these are bad people, this country is good people, that you can't do that. It's just impossible. That's why a melting pot, which is called USA, was created out of, you know, necessity. So that's how the invention is mother of necessity, they say. It's the same thing. So this culture and the people yearning, desiring for democracy. But of course, I mean, on the surface, there is so-called democracy. But behind the scene, there is no democracy. There is fascism. There is why people are scared of doing bad things to other people. They hate each other. They readily want to fight. They take revenge. They try to destroy each other's fame and name and property and, you know, everything else. And they judge each other. They are cowards. They are the cowards, and they are scared. They are afraid. They are fearful. They have no love in themselves. They don't love themselves. They hate themselves. That's the only people who can be, I mean, where does the negativity come out? You got to be hating yourself. You got to be so negative that you have no place for giving love. And so those are the selfish, self-centered individuals who bring it onto themselves, bad karma. Well, because they're giving bad karma, so the bad karma comes out. I was talking about karma is inevitable. So the same thing. In your case, well, you're giving love, and then you attract that handsome man. I'm just joking, you know. It may not be that handsome, but the heart of a man, a loving man, a compassionate man, calm, true man, honest man, is to be sought after. You see? And then,
yes,
then
yes,
there is a foundation for relationship can manifest itself by sharing. I always say share. And what you give, be detached from what you give. If you have attachment to what you are actually voluntarily giving, if you give an apple, if you have attachment to it, that attachment is going to kill you from inside. Then you can't let it go. And then you have to create false excuses and legitimize and logic, with logic and rational and intellectual and all that, to justify your evil, negative action against pure soul. Therefore, there are arguments, there are disputes. Well, in this age, it's the age of ignorance, but you can turn it around. It's the age of love as well. And the ego, you can just merge into egoless, means selfless, and loving and sharing, and creating prosperity, love, oneness. I'm here to bring about the notion of unity amongst diversity in laughter, which is love, which is sharing. And but, you know, those who are fake, tingly, laughing, well, you can feel it. Dogs and babies, mm-hmm, who are the best judge of characters, they know. So they can be fake all they want. But the thing is, who is true, whose energy, it will stay and last. And that is the difference between false people and true people. So therefore, your life will flourish because you choose positivity and your energy is loving, and that's how you're attracting. Not matter of if, it's just matter of time that you will, you know, be happy.
Okay.
Your your man, and it's just like I said, everything is going to work in its own order. So no worries, relax, and you're a calm person and cool person. So everything is going to happen in its own order. No worry, no fear, and Babaji's here.
All right,
darling. Thank you so much for coming to my show. You
are
always most welcome. First Sunday of each month at 7:45 p.m. PST. Right. First Sunday of each month at 7:45 p.m. You can look at the news updated description there, and then, you know, and meanwhile, just give more than you take. And
exactly.
You like. Everybody. And that's how, you know, the world goes around, you know. It's like the world really is hanging together because of selfless individuals who choose to give more love than what they're demanding to take in. That's why. People who are just really making charity and helping the needy and the poor and, you know, to bring the balance. Because of these individuals, the planet is together. Otherwise, we had wars all these first, second, whatever. That we have had third world war, fourth world war, fifth world war, millions of world wars. And it's just now the wars are taking a different invisible shape. It's taken to biological, which is COVID-19. And I was just like, you know, and that's exactly what push people buttons, you know. That's just
it did
form of it. And then now, you know, 3 months of that, people are just social distancing. So now they need to come out and they need to get out of the system. Okay, fine. Now they have to just burn it up. You know, just like temper tantrum, like kids. People are childish from all walks of life. They got to get it out. Until it got to get worse before it gets better. So everything comes to balance, quality, eventually, in its own time. But people got to realize it's just that individual and collective consciousness are in hand all the time. So that's the way it goes, darling. And thank you so much, Elisa. Love.
Thank you, Bob G. Okay, I'll talk to you next month, but I'm going to listen to the rest of the
show. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Blessing. Good night.
Good night.
All right. So then, Dr. Uma has something to share with you, right?
I am very, very impressed by your wisdom, especially around this time. You know, that discourse that you just had just now really touched me because it helped me realize that it is true. I mean, people are going through a worldwide tantrum, isn't it? You know, I mean, it seems that way for somebody who is more spiritually mature as yourself, that you start seeing, you know, what people are doing is completely unnecessary. And you're right. I mean, the more I look at it, the more I think, you know, people don't really need to act like this. They don't need to react like this. And, you know, humankind as a whole, there is an immaturity about humans, and I'm putting myself in there too, so I'm not like above this, that makes it very easy for people to react when certain buttons are pushed, like the most recent things about being cooped in because of the COVID-19. People could choose this time to look within and to make themselves grow spiritually, you know, by being isolated, it's like being in a cave. You go in a cave in order to, you know, step away from all the, I would say, the falseness of the world, so you can reflect on yourself and then grow in your own self-reflection, right? To reflect, right? But people are using this time to get frustrated because they can't do what they normally do, which is to go out there in the world and get their haircuts done and go out on the beach or go in restaurants. And so people just really find it hard to look at their own divinity, you know, and to end the Vaiti and the way that people, it's just interesting for me to see how it's very normal for the minds of people to try to stay away from one's divinity. I guess if they're, you know, the ego and divinity can't be in the same room together, right? And I observed this in myself where I, you know, when it's just hard for me to sit down for 5 minutes just to look at myself or just to listen to my own thoughts, because it's hard. You know, what's in there in my mind was often very chaotic. And no matter how spiritually advanced I've become, my mind is still the same. The thing about being around Babaji is that Babaji's presence, his energy, his wisdom, his help has been helping me and has been helping people that come to him for guidance and pay, you know, and all of that. And I'm very, very grateful to be part of that. Now, having said that, I highly encourage people who are listening to this message to take advantage of it, because really there's nothing quite like it. If you listen to his voice, if you go hang around him, if you talk to him often, you'll find that, you know, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding is very, very, very spiritually up there. I benefited very much from it, and I highly encourage people who are listening to this to not discount his words or his presence or his mission in this life. So please, everybody, especially now when everything's so chaotic, please listen to this man. Listen to this prophet, because you guys need him more than ever. So thank you.
And thank you, everybody. And I, to all my loyal and faithful friends, disciples, cyber disciples globally, to all my clients, and, you know, I have, I am available on this website. That is mentioned on my radio show, and I've been giving readings and help to all people globally continuously on my website for 12 years, and so I'm always available to everybody, so I haven't gone nowhere. I'm available, so please come there and you get the same quality help as always. So thank you, everybody, and you have my blessings, and stay positive, and remember to laugh more and love you all.